Hi everyone, and welcome to this special Q&A for our 100th episode, where we recently asked all of our listeners to send in their questions that they would like answered regarding the podcast. I'm joined here today by my wife Amanda, who will be reading out your questions. So without further ado, let's get straight into it.
Prince has died at the age of 57.
This is it.
Sorry, Gary, but I was always the talented member of the band.
Keep booing, little girl. I will hit a man with glasses.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Former Beatle John Lennon, who was 40, was shot and killed last night outside his luxury apartment in New York.
Has-beens shouldn't present fucking awards to Gunna Be.
Leave Billy alone!
Hello, Amanda, and welcome to the show. How's it feel to be?
Hello, thank you for finally having me on. Feels good. I'm excited. I can't believe you've kept me in the dark all this time. I'm excited to finally have my debut on the show. Thanks for having me.
That's good. It's great to finally have you on the show. Should we get straight into the questions?
Yes, sure. So, thank you everyone for sending in your questions. I'm excited to ask Adam all these awesome questions that you guys have sent in, and we'll get some more insight on behind the scenes of Lyrics of Their Life. So, let's start with the first question. Adam, what inspired you to start your own podcast?
So basically, I was listening to a range of podcasts about music, and they were great, but I found that I wanted something more and not just short, sort of over-exaggerated stories. I wanted the full story, the full biography, and all the details, factual details. And I've always had a passion for music growing up, just listening to a range of different artists. Across different genres, and
Yeah, nice. I love how like your podcast tells like the full story from like the childhood right through to where they are now. I think that's like really unique to your podcast and really something special that you should be really proud of. That's what I love most about your podcast anyway. So
thanks.
yeah. So we've got another question. Who has been your favorite or least favorite artist to cover so far?
So favorite would have to be, like I've got my favorite artists like Prince, Freddie Mercury, Kurt Cobain. I'd say Kurt Cobain would have to be my favorite overall, just because it was so interesting, like from his childhood right through to his death. All the conspiracy surrounding his death. I found that quite interesting. Yeah, so probably Kurt Cobain. AC/DC was a fun one. Eminem was pretty good.
What about your least favorite?
My least favorite would have to be, at the time, it was one of my favorites, but would have to be Pink now. Just because, like if I had my time over again, I probably wouldn't do it. Because she's said a couple things lately that have divided her fans. And just some insensitive, posting insensitive stuff to social media, like in regards to Charlie Kirk's death. You don't have to agree with his political views, but I just thought the way that went down in front of all those students and the world, she said some pretty nasty, horrible things about Charlie Kirk, and I just thought it was uncalled for. So if I had my time over again, I probably wouldn't have done that episode.
Yeah, that was a little bit distasteful, I think, which kind of, I guess, leaves a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth after you've done such a big episode on her as well.
Especially when we've always been massive fans of her. even gone to her concerts.
Yeah, well, so, we've been to a fair few of her concerts and always been huge fans, but it does, like, kind of, unfortunately, like, just some of the ways things that she's said and the way she's acted change your perspective on them a little bit.
Yeah.
So which of your episodes has been the most successful?
So Youngblood surprisingly was massive when I released it back in, I think, 2021. That one just went off overnight. It had like 30,000 downloads in like 2 days, and like that was massive for this podcast. I don't know what happened there, if somebody promoted it somewhere, or I don't know what happened, but it just took off, and that one has remained like steady, like with so many listens. Ella Langley was a recent one that took off as well, with her popularity and her recent album. And probably like the most popular ones are probably like Stevie Nicks, Eminem. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. So how long does it take to put together an episode, and what part do you enjoy the most?
So it takes, it can take like months, especially with the research, because I'm literally going through YouTube interview, like videos on YouTube, like of interviews, documentaries. I'm reading the books on them, the autobiographies. I'm reading interviews on published websites, like, you know, Rolling Stone articles and different magazines. So the research is the biggest thing, but it's also the thing I enjoy the most. I just love the research side of things and learning all about the artist and just getting immersed in it all, especially from their childhood, because I feel like their childhood is what sort of makes the artist forms, you know, a lot of their lyrics later in life. Yeah, and it takes months, because then you gotta write your script up, then you gotta record it, and then edit it, and then do the publishing, and then the social media stuff. So it can take months, depending on the episode. Sometimes it takes, like, the smaller ones, like the story behind, they take. Sometimes I can knock them up in a couple weeks, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, because you do it all. Like, you are a one-man show. I don't actually help you with any of this. This is the first time I've really stepped on to help you. I guess I kind of help a little bit sometimes with social media posts, but most of that's all you too. but, yeah, so there's a lot involved in it, researching, the writing, recording, editing, the social media part, the artwork, everything. Like, it's quite a lot behind the scenes, quite in depth. And
I'm doing it like after work, trying to fit it in around my job and kids and home life and stuff. It's basically, I'll come home from work and I'll be working on it like until it's time to cook dinner or whatever. Like, yeah, it's just a hobby and something I love to do. I mean, the editing and the recording is probably the things I don't like as much, but it's just part of it.
Yeah. Like, you pour so much time and energy into this podcast. It's like a whole nother job, really. But I guess something that you really love at the same time. So, but yeah, you are working on this every single day, even like, you know, through the holidays and things, even when the podcast is on a break and there's no episodes being released, you're still working behind the scenes. You're working on this like round the clock and putting in so much time and effort, which I think, like, it's, you know, it's one thing to see an episode released every fortnight or month or whatever, but behind the scenes, you're actually like working on this every single day.
Yeah.
So what artists would you like to cover next, and is there a musician you would like to interview one day?
So there's a couple artists I'd like to do next. I have been working on a massive Michael Jackson episode. Well, episodes. It's going to be a massive, multi-part series on his whole life, going into the court cases, into all the allegations, his childhood, the Jackson Five. Just there's so many angles, like his marriages. It's such a massive story. So yeah, that's what I'm working on at the moment. But there's some others like I'd like to work on in the future. Michael Hutchence from INXS is one that's been on my list for a long time. I'd love to do that. Oh, Corey Taylor from Slipknot. It's another one. Yeah, there's a few there that I'd love to do and find the time to get to eventually. And they're definitely going to come in the future. But yeah, the Michael Jackson one is what I'm working on at the moment. What was the second question?
And who would you like to interview one day?
There's so many great artists I love to interview, but I don't know if they come on my show.
You can always dream, you can always hope, you can manifest.
Being a massive 1975 fan, I'd probably try and interview Matty Healy, the lead singer. Yeah, there's
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams, of course. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Yeah, Robbie, Ed Sheeran, but that's reaching for the stars.
Shout out, guys, hit us up.
But yeah, like obviously those big artists and all the ones that are still alive.
Yeah. I think the Michael Jackson episode is going to be a good one. That one's going to be huge.
It's massive. I've been really doing so much research on it because there's just so much on him. So many interviews, books I've read, it's crazy. But I'm loving it. So
actually on that point, the next question is, out of all the artists you've covered, which one sent you down the deepest research rabbit hole? So that's fitting.
Probably Kurt Cobain had to get pretty deep into that, which at times, when you get to the darker stuff towards part 3 and 4, towards the end of his life, it got pretty dark and you're reading so much about him that you're like, shit, I need to take a break. It's getting pretty heavy.
Mm.
So with the Kurt Cobain conspiracy stuff, I had to really look into that as well, and all the different angles and theories by fans and stuff that, you know, some of them have some pretty good backing behind them. So I had to look into them, had to go down a rabbit hole with all that stuff, the way he died and everything. And then Tiny Tim was a tricky one. There was a lot there. Reading his autobiography as well. There was so much info, surprisingly, on an artist that, you know, sort of faded away. But what happened was I got all my research together, and then my phone, where I was keeping all my notes, literally carked it, and I lost everything and had to start again, rewatching and reading, rewatching all the interviews, reading all the book again for a second time. So that was pretty, had to.
See, that's the thing too. You're also watching hours and hours and hours of interviews and YouTube videos and things, finding out every little piece of information on these artists. You're still working on Michael Jackson, and I don't know how many hours of YouTube videos and things that you've watched. I know I've sat and watched a few. To the point where I'm actually just over it now.
I've watched over 160 interviews, or maybe no, I think more on Michael Jackson.
Just Michael Jackson,
but then the autobiographies, I suppose actually Michael Jackson's probably the one I've gone down a deep rabbit hole with, because all the court cases and the allegations, the way he died, and
did
all
you
the stuff
listen
around
to
that.
All the transcripts and things from the court cases? Yeah. Didn't you listen to all of that as well?
Yeah, I had to listen to all that.
Yeah.
So I've got all the information there. I'm just putting together the script now, which I'm hoping by it. I'm pretty sure that'll be the episode to kick off 2027. That'll be coming next year in a massive, multi-part series. Yeah, but yeah, I've gone down a pretty deep rabbit hole with that, and that stuff gets heavy too because of all the allegations and that, and you know, it's like reading about child molestation and stuff, those allegations, it's pretty heavy stuff. But yeah.
Also, like, I like how you, like, sort of remain non-biased with your episodes and you just present the facts, and you do so much research into it that you look into everything from every single angle,
yeah.
And do so much research into it to provide the full facts and not a biased point of view, but just providing the facts and letting everyone sort of make their own decision of what's true and what's not. Everyone's going to have their own opinions and their own views, and you're just presenting the facts. Mm. And also that's the thing too, like you, with your research being so in depth, you do look into everything and fact check everything. You don't just post up things that that you might read online that may not be true. You make sure to fact check everything that you put in your episodes, and which also like takes up a whole lot of time as well. So yeah, there's so much into it, researching it all and putting it all together. And
it's like with the Eminem episode, like the consensus is that Kim, his ex, is this horrible person, but I had to really look deep into that because, you know, she was struggling with bad mental health, and a lot of the fans, they're like, oh, Kim's just the bad guy. But Eminem did some pretty fucked up shit to her as well. Like, can't remember exactly, but inviting her to that concert and basically taking the piss out of her at the concert. And then she went home to try and take her own life. Like, stuff like that. I had to go down a deep rabbit hole to get to the facts of that.
Think, like, as fans, it's easy to protect the artist and take their side because you look up to them and you like their music and you aspire to be like them or whatever it is, they're a role model. So it's also, you know, it's so easy to just take their side without knowing the full story. And at the end of the day, we only know, like, what we're being told, and often the person who doesn't have the following behind them or the fan base behind them isn't really getting their story of their side of the story told either. So there's always so much more behind the scenes, and yeah, I guess it's just, you know, presenting all the information, letting everyone make up their own mind.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think too, like, there's episodes where there's artists with hardly any information on them, so I've got to go down a deep rabbit hole looking for that. Like, Mike Posner, which is one of my favorite ones that I've covered. I had to really dig up a lot to try and get a story out of there because he just hasn't done too many interviews. There's not too many biographies on him. Ella Langley, I had to dig up a lot on her.
Yeah, because
she's so new. So new. Sabrina.
Tones and I. Like, yeah. I was really keen for you to do a Tones and I episode because I'm a huge Tones and I fan. But, yeah, like you said, like, she keeps her cards close to her chest and, yeah, very private. Yeah. So it's very hard to find any information to share.
Mm. Yeah. Tones was very hard to find info on. Yeah.
So which artist's story was the most difficult or taxing to research and write?
I think it'd have to be Kurt again because it was just, yeah, it got so heavy. And it was quite, you know, a dark way that he died, and just reading about all that stuff and, you know, the gun placement and the drugs and everything and the conspiracies, it was all pretty heavy stuff. Also, I'd say all the ones where an artist has died, like, especially like Prince, like the way he passed. Being a big Prince fan, that was pretty heavy stuff. Also, like Freddie.
I would say personally too that the Michael Jackson one has had a big impact on you. Like every day you're telling me things and you're, you know, questioning things that he said or that's been said about him. And I know, like, I've noticed that's taken a big toll on you.
Yeah, because it's like you're reading all the allegations and all this, all the, you know, what Michael's saying and his family is saying. And it's like you're sort of stuck in the middle trying to work out what's the real story here. It's pretty heavy stuff. But yeah,
Yeah.
definitely it does take a toll on you, and you can feel it affecting your moods sometimes when you're reading so much about these artists and their dark times. Like overdoses, like Eminem's overdose. It does have an effect on you, and you it's like you it's like living with these artists for months, like knowing everything about them, and then dealing with these heavy dark times.
So, are there any musician stories that you would refuse to cover?
Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy, definitely. Like, I'm just not gonna go there, and give him the platform, or like he doesn't really deserve respect. And ones like R. Kelly, and they're just completely struck off my list. I mean, there's a couple personal ones that I just don't really find that interesting, like that I just feel like a overplayed on the radio, or like just there's so much out there on them already that I just wouldn't touch, like maybe Beyonce. I'm just not that big of a fan, and find she's a bit overrated.
Controversial.
But that's just me. And like I'm not, and this is the thing, like at the end of the day, I've got to be interested in it to spend months researching and writing the script and getting invested in it. Like if I'm just not into that artist, I just can't do it. Like it's got to be someone that I have some sort of respect for.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Which musician's story do you feel is underrated and deserves more credit?
Well, Mike Posner or Posner. Definitely think that one is so underrated. Like people that don't know his story, go have a listen. It's pretty incredible the way he was this rising pop star that basically, he had hits like Cooler Than Me, and
Took a
he
pill in Ibiza.
took a pill in Ibiza, and was rising up the charts and everything. Was getting everything like money and women and all that sort of stuff. And he basically came to the point where he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And he stepped away from the industry and literally walked across America and climbed to base camp, Mount Everest, and all that. And went on these just missions, sort of trying to find himself and who he was, and realizing that he's more than just a hit maker. Like he. And it's quite an inspiring story.
I remember asking you to do Mike Posner's story, and in sort of before you'd researched and looked into him further, and you kept asking me why, and I didn't even know all the stuff about him then that I now know since you did your podcast on him, but I just found him really intriguing and interesting, and I felt that he was one that we needed to know more about because he just like I loved his music, obviously, but I just found him to be really interesting. And then you did your podcast on him and researched him and found so many more interesting, cool things about him. Even just the fact like of him getting bitten by a rattlesnake when he was like
And then
trekking across America.
he went to hospital, got the antivenin or whatever, and went straight back to the spot where he got bitten by the rattlesnake and kept on walking from there.
And made sure like he completed it. Yeah. Like his story, he's lost his father as well, hasn't he? Yeah. And he's sort of a completely
And
changed man.
Avicii, he
And
spoke about
yeah,
Avicii.
and he's lost it with Avicii. He's very close with Avicii.
Yeah.
But yeah, his story I find to be really, really interesting and really underrated. If you have not listened to that one yet, you're judging a book by its cover, go have a listen because that's a really good episode.
And I'd say another one is probably Milli Vanilli, like that controversy, the lip syncing scandal of in the early 90s. That was like, massive back then, and it's sort of been forgotten a bit. But the story of Fab and what's the other dude? Yeah, well
I can't remember his name.
the poor guy. Yeah, anyway, that story, like, that story though is like so good and so interesting. And just the way they copped so much criticism from the media and everything for the lip syncing, and it's like they were put up to it, and they were receiving death threats and everything, and it even led to one of their deaths. Like, they took their own life. You know,
was it Rob?
Yeah, that's it.
Rob and Fab.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. He's had a mental blank.
sorry, Rob. But yeah, it led to Rob's death. All the pressures and just the way the media were carrying on. Yeah, and I think an episode I'm really proud of that I think is, well, it's not so much underrated, but definitely worth a listen, like the Ella Langley one. The stuff I had to dig up to sort of put that together, because there's just not too much out there. Yeah, I'm really proud of that one.
Yeah, like, I think it's done pretty well considering. I think the episode itself has done really well. But, yeah, I think it is somewhat underrated that, like, people mightn't, you know, think much because they don't know much about Ella Langley, might not think to click on it and have a listen. But, yeah, that's another cool, interesting one that, yeah, I was surprised when I had a listen to that episode too.
Terence Trent D'Arby as well is another. That one, like, the guy that sung Wishing Well and Sign Your Name. That story is like pretty interesting, how he bloody dogs.
this is what we deal
this
with.
This is what I have to contend with. The neighbor's dogs. Where was
Terence Trent D'Arby.
Oh yeah. So he basically changed his name to Sananda Maitreya, and went on this big spiritual journey, and yeah, it's quite fascinating.
Okay, so what advice would you give to someone looking at starting a podcast?
Depending on the podcast, like if it's script based and long form like mine, yeah, be prepared. There's like, if you're doing something with a lot of research, like crime or whatever, like, yeah, it's very time consuming. But yeah, like,
got to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah, you got to stick at it, even when you're not getting many downloads or feedback from fans. Just stick at it, because, like, if you enjoy it, just keep doing it. Like, that's what I do. I enjoy it. It's a great hobby, so I just keep doing it.
You've got to do it because you love it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, it.
Yeah, you got to love. Like, I love the researching. That's basically the big thing why I keep doing it. And when I do get feedback, I do love that. So yeah. If you got feedback, send me some. Yeah. Give me a rating.
Yes.
On Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
How long have you been doing the podcast for now? This is just my own question to throw in there. I know the answer, but
it's been about six years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just over 6 years.
Yeah, so been going for a while. It's been a long
time. And I don't know. I didn't think I'd, I don't know. I didn't think it'd be going this long. I don't know. Like, I just kept doing it.
You kind of just decided you wanted to do it one day, and you started preparing for it and setting it all up, and I guess you didn't really look and think about how long you wanted to continue it on for. But
if you, like, back to the question, like, if you have a passion for something and you want to talk about it, just start it. It does cost a little bit of money to get started and everything, to get the mic and, you know, you got to have a laptop and shit like that. And you got to pay for your subscription to your hosting service and everything, which can be a little bit costly. But, you know, if you really love, you want to talk about pets or crime or whatever, like, if you love it and you want to get your voice out there and do it as a hobby, like, go for it.
Yeah. So what does a 3-hour audio editing session actually look like?
A very long slog of me trying to fit it in after work and trying not to fall asleep. because I'm listening basically back to everything I've recorded, trying to edit out like my stuff ups, because that happens a lot.
Yeah,
like,
so let's just give them a little bit of a behind the scenes little bit of a behind the scenes look here. Adam I guess can be a little bit dyslexic at times.
Yeah.
And so his episodes apart from this episode we're just having normal conversation and non-edited episode, but his regular,
which is hard for me.
Yes, which is a big step for Adam, which was very hard for him to even come to terms with, but he's doing well. I'm proud of him. But yeah, so in his regular episodes, they're written, they're scripted, and he's reading them off the script. And if he wasn't editing them out, there'd be quite a lot of bloopers. There's lots of stuff ups, lots of ums, and lots of burps, and lots of farts, and lots of well, it's true. Lots of animal sounds and
dogs barking
in the background.
Our bird flash that always makes an appearance.
Yeah, our bird tweeting away in the background, and yeah. So there is a lot to be edited out to get a clean cut. You know, because that's the kind of episodes he's going for, is, you know, like a clean.
And I used to put a lot of background music in, but that just added so much time. So I just ended up, like, I'll be honest, I ended up just using
one backing track. You don't really hear it anyway.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, it's very time consuming. And to try and get out an episode once a month, like, I know I've been all over the place with release dates and stuff like that, but like I'm literally trying to get it out as much as possible.
And you don't cut corners either. You're making sure that you are getting every little piece of it. And sometimes you will finish writing an episode and then something new happens with that artist. And
like
then
the Lynaj Garrison from the Billie Jean episode. Like literally the next day I listened to a podcast interview where she's saying, oh, I'm the daughter of the stalker of Michael Jackson, who inspired Billie Jean, or was, you know, stalking him all those years. And there was so much juicy info, I had to, like, make another episode, like, just to fit it in there.
Yeah, and I know that you get really frustrated, like, if new information comes to light and it's not in your episodes, and it's always going to be the case, and especially obviously the ones that are still living, because there's new developments all the time.
Yeah.
But you always have to make sure you give the full picture and do everything.
And I think I'm a bit of a perfectionist with like facts, and I have to have everything like factual to the detail, like literally Tiny Tim's bathroom routine.
Mm-hmm.
How he washes himself after going to the toilet, like every time.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day.
Mm. Yeah, so it's very intense. All right, so do you make any money from the podcast, and how do you find the time to do it all?
So with the money side of things, not really, because I don't have any sponsors. Or like ads. I made a bit here and there, like off people sponsoring the show.
Through
Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee. So basically, like you can go there and sponsor the show for like as little as a dollar, like or more, like a month. Just to sort of like give back to the show sort of thing for all the research and that goes into it. But yeah, I don't really make anything off it. It's more of a hobby.
Thing is too, like I noticed you're very protective of your podcast, and you've had people reach out and want to like take on the show for sponsorship. But you're very cautious as to who you take on, because one, you don't want to change your brand. You don't want to change the show. You're also cautious of putting ads into your episodes and then affecting the flow of the episode. Or, you know, you need to be true to yourself and true to your listeners and make sure that whatever it is that you're promoting is something that, one, you believe in and actually can get behind, and you're not just publishing something for money, but also that sort of fits within the show's form and doesn't just sort of, you know, throw it completely off. And
I've literally had people ask me to promote ball shavers and stuff like that.
It's the wrong kind of show.
I don't know if that really fits with this sort of show. So, yeah, I'm not just going to just take their money just to promote their ball shavers.
But in that, like, you know, this is like another full-time job, but it's something that you don't make any money from. Actually, we lose money because we pay for the hosting, all the equipment and everything, buying new microphone stands, laptops, software, headphones, everything that we're putting into it, even just like, you know, having the space and having a space for you to record. And at the moment, like, we're just recording in a corner of a bedroom, but, you know, like, looking at wherever, you know, when we look into, you know, moving houses and things, we always have to make sure that there's a space that's suitable for recording.
And I upgraded the microphone and that, which cost a fair bit. And you were like, do we really need that?
So we're pouring, just
to make it sound a lot better.
Yeah. And to provide,
I mean, when I first started, and I'll let you in on a little secret, for the first maybe 6 months, maybe even longer, I thought I was recording through the microphone, but it turned out I was just recording through the laptop, and that's why it sounded terrible.
The laptop microphone, yeah. So
especially the first episode, that was on a bad computer through the computer's microphone. So, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. Everyone's got to start somewhere. Yeah. But, yeah, on the money side of things, like, it would be nice if eventually we could align with, like, a company that would sponsor the show, that aligned with the show, and that, you know, Adam could also, you know, get some money back from what he puts into it. And hopefully, like, ideally, I mean, I'm speaking for you now, but I know you've told me yourself that, like, ideally for you, you would want to turn this into your career and make this
I mean, I'd love to, like, do this for a job, like, you know, write articles or something like that, like become a music journalist. But even like rating the podcast and reviewing it is like massive for me. Like just seeing someone's rated it 5 stars or said they love the show, like, that means a lot to me, because it just makes me feel like, yeah, I'm doing good, like, I can keep doing this. Makes
people
me want to keep going.
Appreciating it, yeah. And so, please, if you're listening, like, if you can afford to sponsor the show, click on Adam's links and sponsor him for however much, that'd be amazing. If not, even just a rating, like, please go over and rate the show.
It's completely free. And to subscribe, like, it's completely free.
Yeah, so subscribing to the show is free. If you choose to sponsor and you're able to, that's amazing. If not, even just subscribing to the show and giving it some ratings definitely helps the show to be seen and get more followers so that Adam can keep doing this and keep providing you with the free episodes. Like, he doesn't want to put this behind a paywall and make it something that you have to pay for. So, yeah, every little bit, even just sharing an episode.
I mean, I've definitely thought about it in the past, like putting it behind a paywall, but I just don't, like, I don't want to have to do that to the people that listen loyally all the time and can't afford that.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, there's so much work, and I look at other biographies and they're charging people for them, and I'm like, I suppose I could do that too. But, yeah, I want to give this, I want to keep doing this for free.
So what struggles have you experienced on the podcast so far?
Well, there was a thing where I thought I was recording through the microphone. But there's been others, losing all that Tiny Tim info and having to start again. That was really frustrating. And I was like, oh, maybe I just throw this episode out. But I was like, no, it's so interesting. Like, he's like, for an artist that wasn't like, he was big at the time, not many people remember him now, and they just sort of picture him as this creepy dude that sings Tiptoe Through the Tulips. But like, no, I decided I should do it because the info is way too interesting.
Other struggles, like, I guess, like we were just saying with the dogs barking and everything, yeah. That's a big thing.
Yeah, like cars beeping horns and starting up and
neighbors' barking dogs all the time.
Like, they're pretty bad. I hope they don't listen to the show.
Well, if they do, shut the bloody dogs up. Had enough of it.
but yeah, other struggles, like, like you may have noticed, the artwork has changed on the show.
Mm.
So for ages, I was putting, you know, images like of the artist, just like to be like, oh, hey, here's bloody Robbie Williams, here's Meatloaf, whatever, you know, to advertise the episode. But I was hit up by a copyright agency that were like, oh, you can't use this photo of a certain artist. And I was like, they were basically like, oh, you're going to have to pay this and that. And I was like, well, you know, I'm a hobby podcast. I can't afford that. Mm. I'll just delete all the images and I'll figure out something else. And I looked into AI and I was like, it looks a bit chat, like, doesn't look very good, like generating artwork from AI. And then my son Jaden has a talent for drawing. He's only 10, but like, he's like, some of his drawings are just incredible. And he's got such a talent for it. So I thought of it one day, like, I was racking my brain, like, what can I do? Like, I need to sell the show somehow with, you know, I need like a picture of Ella Langley. How am I going to promote the episode with just the name? Like, you know, you need a picture to be like, oh, that artist, you know? And I thought, oh, my son, he drew a couple of pictures of the band, the Gorillaz, and they were so good. And I thought, oh, maybe he could do it. Like, if he wanted to. And I asked him and he's like, he sort of didn't know, but then I was like, oh, I'll pay you $5 for every drawing. and you can put your little trademark on it, like your JH.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he started drawing the artwork for the show. And, yeah, like whenever he feels like it, I don't want to pressure him like into drawing a million at once. But whenever he feels like doing it, he's like, oh, I'll draw Eminem today, or I'll draw Robbie Williams, or, you know, he did a really cool one of Slash that I've posted up. And, yeah, a couple of the others, like, pretty cool, like Freddie Mercury.
Really
like,
cool.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones he did. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just super proud of him and, like, to be able to work with your son, like, on this project and,
which goes
pretty cool.
Actually, you're sort of answering the next question I've got, which says, how does it feel to work with your son on the artwork?
Yeah, like just really proud and just, it just feels like a family show.
Yeah.
Now also, introducing you to.
Yes.
but
also it's like fostering his love for art as well and giving him a bit of a platform to start. You know, getting his artwork out there
and showing him, hey, you can get paid for this, bud. Like,
yeah. I mean, and his $5 are adding up. There's a lot of artworks to be done. He's sending us broke. And it's adding up, and it's I think for him it's just exciting to see that he's sort of, you know, it's kind of a bit of a job for him, but he also is enjoying it, and it's a passion, and it's fostering that that love of art for him. And also, yeah, working with your son, it's exciting. But back to the struggles, because we got a bit sidetracked there. Also with the struggles side of things, I think the artwork side of things with Jaden is also can be a struggle sometimes too. When you need a certain artwork done because you want to release that episode, but Jaden, you know, is not really feeling inspired, not really feeling like he wants to do the artwork. And you don't want to put that pressure on him and have him to do the artwork when he's not feeling it. So I guess there's the struggles with that as well.
Hmm.
I guess also struggles it would be like there's the financial barrier. Imagine like what this show could be too if we did have the more monetization and financial support, and how if there was more income coming in from it, how much bigger it could get. If you even if you just had the time, more time to
advertise it,
for advertising it. If there was more financial means coming in, then maybe you wouldn't have to work as much, and you could put more time into it, release more episodes, get more people on board. Or also one thing that you mentioned that has been a struggle is with the music side of things. You said you'd wanted to put music in the episodes.
Oh yeah. So like putting a lot of people have asked me, oh, why can't you play the songs? Play the songs when you mention the songs by the artists, and basically because of copyright, it's too expensive. And it's the licensing is just ridiculous. It just isn't worthwhile putting it in because you'll just get hit with a copyright notice. So I can't play that, unfortunately. And it's been really annoying because like it would be perfect to just have a song right after I've mentioned it or when I talk about this lyric and then play a bit of the song in the background or whatever. Like it would just be perfect. But yeah, unfortunately, because I'm releasing, apparently with Spotify you can do it, but I'm releasing across all different platforms like Apple Podcasts and Castbox and all these different apps. So everyone can hear it on whatever device they got. Like that's the way it has to be, unfortunately. But yeah, and other struggles would be like me stuffing up in recording. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, you say too that you don't really even enjoy the recording part of it, isn't you?
I'm just not love naturally,
the research and writing.
And as you can probably tell, I'm not naturally outgoing and like great at talking. I don't know. Like, yeah. As you can tell right there.
Yeah, but like the thing is too, though, I think like this is iconic. It's your podcast. It's your voice. It's your thing to share. And it wouldn't be the same if anyone else read it out. So it has to be you. And I love your voice on the podcast. There's something about it's soothing. Maybe I don't know if it's just me because I'm your wife, but I love listening to it. But I've had other people tell me that too, that they like your voice is captivating and really, you know, it's really good to listen to on the podcast. So yeah. All right, we're wrapping it up. We've got one last question. What do you see for the future of the podcast?
Basically, like I just love to keep doing it like for as long as possible. I'd love to get to a point where like I'm able to work a bit less to be able to focus on it more. That'd be great. So I could release more episodes more often. But yeah, like at the moment, like it's a struggle trying to get one out a month, like, cause it's such a long form style. Whereas like people have asked me, oh, you know, can you release more like weekly and, or fortnightly. And I did try the fortnightly thing and it was working for a bit, but
you just burn out.
Burn out.
You can't produce the quality you do and keep
and
up.
Be a family man.
Got kids, we've got our own lives as well. And like you're already doing this every single day.
And like, yeah, I was trying for a bit there to get it out like fortnightly, but monthly seems to work at the moment. But yeah, I'd love to get more out. But yeah, I see it like, yeah, hopefully growing, into a bigger show, hopefully getting some sponsorships,
some more interviews would be good.
Yeah.
Too.
Some more interviews. I'd love to do some more interviews. I've had Billy Gudgeon, Little Wolf, who's now something else, Little something.
yes. He changed his name.
Yeah. The Nova or something like that. I don't know.
Nova Wharf.
Nova
it?
Wharf, that's
yeah.
it.
From Little Wharf.
Nova,
to Nova
Wharf. And I had Tim Staffel, who worked in the band Smile with Roger Taylor and Brian May. And it was also at university with Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
which, if you ever watch Bohemian Rhapsody, they're the band at the start of the show. And also Dr. Fink, which was pretty cool. Like, literally, like, he was in Prince and the Revolution with Prince as his keyboard player and, like, a massive part of his gimmick at the time, dressed in the doctor's outfit. So that was pretty cool having him on the show back in the day. But, yeah, I'm hoping to do more interviews eventually. It's just about finding the time as well. I did have a few others lined up that fell through with some other artists. But, yeah, so.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that brings us to the end of our questions. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, everyone, for sending in all your questions. We're excited to do a bit of a different style of episode for to celebrate Adam's 100th episode release, and excited to give you guys a bit of a look behind the scenes of, yeah, what goes on to creating, behind the scenes creating lyrics of their life. And I just want to give a shout out to Adam. It is like a full one-man show here. He does it all on his own, and he puts all of his time and effort into it, and he's created something, oh God, I'm getting emotional, pretty special that, like, will be his legacy forever. So thank you, everyone, for following on the show, and please give him give his podcast a review, share it around, subscribe if you haven't subscribed. It's free to subscribe. And yeah, I'm excited for what he's got coming up next. Stay tuned, especially this Michael Jackson one's going to be epic.
Who knows? I could even bring you into the show, eh? We could do like a...
Well, let us know, guys. Give us some feedback. Yeah. Let us know what you think. If you want me on board, let me know. We'll take your advice on board. Vote for Amanda.
We could chat about like the music of the week or something like that. I don't know, like different artists. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll see. Give us your feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. If there's artists you want Adam to do, let us know.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah. If there's different ideas you have for the show, like different episodes, like we brought in Story Behind this year,
That's been good.
Which, like, I've really enjoyed doing that, like just focusing on one song and the story that surrounds it. It's been really fun. Like, I get to focus on like different artists that I probably wouldn't get to for a while, like Phil Collins and Eric Clapton, and I've got one coming out on Led Zeppelin, which is the song All My Love, which I've got written up. I've got to record it. And I'm also going to do a tribute episode to Dolly Parton, which is going to be out next week.
Yeah. So, rest in peace, Dolly.
Yeah, it's a real shame to lose Dolly. So I'm going to put out an episode, like, in honour of her and around the story of Jolene. So, yeah.
Exciting.
So, yeah, like Amanda said, like, yeah, get out and rate the podcast if you can and give it a review. Share it around with your friends. If you can, go to Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon and pledge your support. Like, it's only like $1 a month or like whatever you want. Totally up to you.
Links are in the show notes.
It's in the show notes, on my website, on the social medias. But like, totally understand if you can't. A rating and review is like awesome. So helps the podcast grow.
Appreciate all of the listeners and all of your feedback, and
I appreciate everyone over the years, like, sticking with the show, those that have emailed me and sent in their questions as well. Thank you all for that. And, yeah, everyone that's stuck with me over the years, like, there's been times where I've wanted to throw it in the bin, like, it's gotten hard. But I've stuck at it, and, yeah, the people that come back and listen all the time, like, you just keep me doing it as well. Like, I do it for you guys. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Alrighty. All right. Thanks, guys.
See yous.